Our first article looks at the role of the President of the United States. How much power does the person in the top job at the White House really have? Not, it seems, as much as many people would believe. Here then is a non-exhaustive guide to what an American president can and cannot do.
Can the president make the law?
No. A president can propose laws, but they must be approved by a vote in Congress. Equally, laws produced by Congress must be signed by the president before they become official, so he can veto laws he doesn't like. But this division of power between POTUS and Congress can create legislative blockage, especially when Congress is controlled by the opposition. The only way a president can bypass Congress is by using an executive order, a limited power that allows him to give direct orders to specific government agencies. Obama, for example, ordered the creation of several national parks. But a new president can reverse these orders, as Trump has done liberally.
Can the president declare war?
No. Only Congress can declare war. But here's the catch. The USA hasn't formally declared war on anyone since 1941. Even so, a lot of bombs have dropped since then on the orders of the president, who is also commander-in-chief of America's military. U.S. presidents have been ignoring the U.S. Constitution by going to war without declaring war for decades. In the 1970s, during the Vietnam War, which wasn't officially a war, Congress tried to regain control by obliging presidents to seek approval whenever soldiers are in action for more than 60 days. But most presidents have ignored this as well. And in the era of drone warfare, where no soldiers are fighting, the president's freedom of action is even greater.
Can the president pardon criminals?
Yes. The Constitution gave the president this power so he could restore peace after a domestic crisis. After the Civil War, 1861 to 1865, for example, President Andrew Johnson pardoned all soldiers in the defeated Confederate Army for rebelling against the state. But in recent years, it has too often been used in a much less moral fashion. 2 hours before his presidency ended, Bill Clinton used the last of his power to pardon certain convicted criminals who had been his financial supporters. And, as the investigation into Russia's involvement in the 2016 presidential campaign implicates those closest to President Trump, he has declared that he has the right to pardon family members, and possibly himself.
Is the president above the law?
No. The U.S. president has no legal immunity. He can be impeached by Congress for any illegal act and, if removed from office, tried in court as an ordinary citizen. In recent years, there have been 2 cases of presidential impeachment. In the 1990s, Bill Clinton was impeached, unsuccessfully, for perjury and obstruction of justice over a case of sexual harassment. And in 1974, President Richard Nixon resigned just before he was impeached for abuse of power during the Watergate scandal. On taking over at the White House, his vice president, Gerald Ford, used his power to pardon Nixon for any crimes he had committed or may have committed in office, so he was never taken to court.
Does the president control the budget?
No. The president has to submit his government's budget to Congress for approval. So, for instance, although President Trump famously promised to build a wall on the Mexican border during his campaign, he needs Congress to approve the money necessary for this, and it is unlikely to do so. In the most extreme cases, when Congress fails to approve the president's budget before the start of a new fiscal year, America finds itself in a situation known as a government shutdown. All its civil servants are technically unemployed because they cannot be paid until the new budget is agreed.
Can the president change the Constitution?
No. Any amendment to the American Constitution must be voted for by at least two-thirds of both houses of Congress and then approved by at least three-quarters of the 50 individual state legislatures. As such, the Constitution is extremely difficult to change unless there is general agreement on an amendment. Despite passing through Congress in 1972, for example, the Equal Rights Amendment to guarantee sexual equality has yet to be ratified at state level.
Can the president have an independent source of revenue?
Yes and no. Nobody objected to the fact that Barack Obama wrote two best-selling memoirs before entering the White House and continued to earn royalties from them. But, until Donald Trump, presidents have always terminated any connections with business before entering the White House. Trump still owns his business empire, even though his sons now manage it, and this, for many people, is unconstitutional.
Does the president control America's nuclear arsenal?
Yes. Only the president has the power to command a nuclear attack. Removing nuclear weapons from military control meant that no rogue general could start World War III during the Cold War. But in the Trump era, the decision to entrust that power solely to the president now looks imprudent. Wherever he goes, the president is accompanied by an aide who carries a satchel containing the authorization codes for a nuclear strike. Without these codes, the weapons cannot be used. But what would happen if the military disagreed with a presidential order? The Washington Post recently revealed that the three generals in Trump's cabinet have a private agreement that they will never all be absent from Washington at the same time. One has to ask why.